This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning I am talking to Chelsea and Matt from the Stronger Together campaign about the Let's Talk About Māori Wards meeting, which is coming up at Globe Theatre this Friday. Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning. Morning. Not too bad. Yeah.
Great to be here.
Now, obviously, this is a big topic for the coming local body elections because we're in a position of having to have a referendum about whether or not we keep Māori wards.
Yes.
But can you maybe explain to start with, I guess, what the Stronger Together position is on you know, what the strength of Māori wards is and why they're worth keeping?
Mm. Absolutely, yes. So Keep Māori Wards is a 100% community volunteer-run campaign here in Palmerston North, and we're working together with Action Station Aotearoa. It's a national movement, but we don't have any kind of like party affiliations or anything like that. We're just a volunteer group here working to support our Māori Ward councillors, get people educated about the referendum, make sure that they know when it's happening, what it's about, and we are encouraging people to vote to yes, to keep Māori Wards. I can talk a little bit about what Māori Wards are if you think that would be...
Look, I think that would be really useful because I think that maybe some confusion about that exists in the community and that might be part of the reason that we're having this referendum, right?
Yes. Well, Chelsea is a resident expert on Māori Wards, so maybe you want to field that question about what Māori Wards are and why we're having the...
Yeah, it's a huge topic, and I think there needs to be a lot more discussion had about it, which is why I'm really happy that we're here today doing this. I also work at Te Tihi, where my whole role is around increasing Māori participation in democracy and obviously a big supporter and involved with the Stronger Together campaign. But basically, if we have a look at the history of Māori wards, right, we go back to 2001, where we had the local Electoral Act, which basically said that local councils could decide their own representation arrangements. So that said that they could decide whether they establish Māori wards, whether they establish rural wards. And around 24 councils, I believe, wanted to establish Māori wards at that point, and only two were successful. The reason being was this pesky poll provision that they had, which said that 5% of electors within a certain district, if they signed a petition, they could force a council referendum. So consistently, we saw communities vetoing a council's decision to establish Māori wards, regardless of how justified that reasoning may be.
Mm. And I mean, like 5% is quite a small threshold,
it is.
Right? If you think about in terms of central government, you can imagine if 5% of the country could force a referendum on any given topic, that would cause absolute chaos for any government about anything, right?
It would, which is why in 2021 there was the Local Electoral Amendment Act, which was championed by Nanaia Mahuta, which basically said 5% of electors can't actually sign a petition to force a referendum, a council referendum. It said that Māori wards had to be treated the same as other wards, and that meant that it was up to council to decide their own representation arrangement. So if they wanted to establish Māori wards, they could. And from that point, around 49 out of 78 councils decided to establish Māori wards. And that brings us up to 2024. And part of the coalition agreement was to go back and say, well, actually, all of those councils who established Māori wards post-2021, you can either vote again to keep Māori wards, or you can, and if you choose to keep them, you'll go to a referendum, which is what's happening this year with the local elections, or you can remove them and disestablish them, and that doesn't have to go to a referendum.
So, I mean, just thinking about the percentage of councils that chose when they had the opportunity to institute Māori wards, that's, I'm just trying to do maths in my head, it's something around about like 2/3 though, right? It's somewhere in that general area. So that's a pretty solid majority. The councils must have seen something in it for them, right?
Yes, for sure. And I think a big thing was that it's been highlighted historically that Māori are very underrepresented in local government, and in government in general, they're very underrepresented. But, you know, it's not just about Māori, in my opinion, like it's also about what's fair and what's right. So if we have a look at rural wards, I know in 2024, I think it was in South Wairarapa, the community was hoping to establish a rural ward there, and their reasoning for establishing a rural ward was that rural ward councillors would be able to understand the unique needs and challenges of that rural community better than someone who was from an urban area would be able to. A lot of these reasonings that they put forward, if you kind of just swapped out rural ward for Māori ward, it's the exact same reason. Yet Māori wards aren't treated in the same way. I don't highlight rural wards in the hopes that, you know, rural wards will go to a referendum, because I completely agree with the need for rural wards to take those unique needs and have someone representing them at the local council level. It's just our absolute hope that Māori wards are treated in the same way as other wards.
Absolutely, because I think, you know, just to stick with rural wards as an example, it's really easy for a group of councillors who come from a particular centre. So if you take, for example, Palmerston North, we've got this big rural region around us. It's really easy for people who are based in the city to assume that they know how things ought to work and not to consider the effects of what they're doing on people whose lifestyles are different because they're rural. And certainly there are historical examples of, without necessarily any ill will on anyone's part, but communities like Māori being really badly underserved by various organisations, just because those organisations don't really understand the way that you need to work with those communities in order to get things done.
100%. And Māori ward councillors also represent the whole community, right? They take a vow to represent the whole community, but having them there just ensures that when it comes to specific Māori issues, that the Māori voice is represented and made equal at the decision-making table.
Yes, because Māori ward councillors do have a special responsibility to represent the Māori community in Palmerston North, but they also advocate for the entire community. And and one thing that I've has been a bit of an education for me, because I'm one of those people who doesn't keep a very close watch on local body politics most of the time.
Lots of people don't.
But I've just been amazed by the commitment and the mahi that our Māori ward councils have done for the entire community, doing things that benefit all of us. So things like defending the funding for our public libraries, working for the environment, working for aged care, huge amounts of involvement with our high schools and our kids. Māori ward councils really are doing the things that benefit everybody in Palmerston North. And I think in the 150-odd years since PNCC has existed, we've only had three elected Māori councillors before Māori wards was established. So there is this issue of underrepresentation, not deliberate, but like you say, these communities tend to get silenced within majoritarian democratic systems. So in principle, no different from rural wards. One thing that I was also very surprised to learn is that all of our incumbent PNCC councillors support Palmerston North's Māori ward, and we have a diverse range of councillors from different parts of the political
Absolutely.
Spectrum.
We've got councillors who are branded Green, we've got councillors who are branded Labour, and we've got councillors, a couple of councillors who have stood as National Party candidates for the electoral seat, which I think, while they're not strictly speaking branded as National Party councillors, the affiliation is reasonably clear.
I can't think of another issue that all of our councillors agree on, but they all agree on the need and the value for Māori wards, and that just speaks to how obvious their benefit is. As soon as you can get through maybe some of the misunderstanding and explain what Māori ward councillors do, pretty much everybody that we've talked to is almost universally in support of keeping Māori wards.
So, I mean, talking about that kind of explanation, one of the things that this meeting is going to do on Friday is it's going to give people the opportunity to hear from some people who are kind of experts in this field. Do you want to maybe talk a bit about that? I know about one of them. I know about Richard Shaw because he did an off-the-page session at the library that recorded about his books that he's written, but the others, I understand, are really worth listening to.
We have such an amazing lineup of speakers coming to this forum. Mm. So yeah, Richard is probably the one who's going to be most well known to your listeners because he has published a couple of very, very best-selling books on, I guess you'd call them settler family history, his own family history going back to Parihaka. The two most recent would be The Unsettled and The Forgotten Coast. And he is going to talk about the, and he's also a professor of political science up at Massey University. So he's going to be talking about the history and the value of Māori wards. We also have Professor Mohan Dutta, who is a globally renowned communication researcher and theorist, who's going to be talking about, he's going to be talking from the perspective as a non-Pākehā tangata tiriti and why it is important for multicultural communities to support representational equity in our local political systems. We also have Dr. Matt Winwood, who is a fantastic Māori sociologist up at Massey. He does a lot of research around collective land tenure. He's going to be talking from that perspective. And speaking from representing the MDC in Fielding, we have Hini Moana Juri Shedlock and June Nicklin, who is a Māori educational specialist up at Massey University. So they all have something to add from their own unique perspectives. Yeah. And I think that it's going to be a very entertaining, educational event. Mm. And it's a forum in support of Māori wards. So everybody who turns up is going to be speaking in favour of Māori wards. But we're not excluding anybody. We do want, it's a public forum. We want to do it like a kind of an old school town hall. So we encourage people to come along. If they don't know about Māori wards, bring their questions.
Yeah.
If they don't have to agree with what our speakers are saying, to come and participate. So long as people respect the mana of the event and the mana of the speakers, then I think that we can, we can have respectful disagreements.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that's come across, or that I hope has come across in the discussion that we've had, although it's been quite brief, is that the concept of Māori wards and their history and the way that they actually operate in councils is probably a bit more complex than most people give it credit for. And one consequence of that is that people are perhaps not as not as well informed about exactly how they work as maybe you'd hope. Mm-hmm. And so with any luck, people who disagree with the idea of Māori wards will still find something quite valuable in the experience of coming along and at least finding out what the arguments pro are, you know. Look, thank you so much for coming and talking today, guys. Do you want to just remind people when the event is going to be on?
Absolutely. So it's Friday, this Friday, the 8th. We're kicking off at 5:30. It's at the Globe Theatre One. I can't tell you what the address is because I have forgotten. But
that's all right. Matt, if you live in Palmerston North, you can find your way to the Globe Theatre pretty easily.
Yes, we will. The speaking portion of the event is going to run from 5:30 to about 7:30, and then we have tea, coffee, refreshments. People are encouraged to stick around afterwards, have a chat with our forum speakers. It should be a really, really great event, and everybody is welcome.
Amazing. So I just want to let people know as well that we're going to be recording this event. So if you miss the chance to actually be there on Friday, or you go along on Friday and you're convinced that you need to tell your friends and family about the wonderful event that you are at, you will have the opportunity to get them to listen to it on the radio or listen to a podcast version of it, because both of those will be going out. Watch our social media for that. And I would be remiss if I let this discussion finish without mentioning the excellent mahi that our sister station Access Radio Taranaki are doing. They've been producing a series called WTH Māori Wards, which we're actually rebroadcasting on Monday nights at the moment. But that's a long-form series of discussions about Māori wards with people on both sides of the fence on the issue, but people with some real qualifications and understanding and mana in the community. And so with any luck, you'll get some really informed conversations there.
Rawe.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.mpr.nz/donate.